Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman radio show. And we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's why we call it the Outdoorsman radio show. Makes sense, right? I think. All right. Well, anyway, we've been here a long, long time on these airwaves, and we welcome your phone calls. You know how it works. I start the show like this. I welcome you, and I say our phone number is 410-WCBM-680. That is your signal to pick up your dialing device and punch in those numbers and letters, combination of numbers and letters, 410-WCBM-680. Numerically, for the alphabetically challenged, it is 410-922-6680. Or if you're outside the local dialing area and you're listening, let's say, for example, on the Eastern Shore or Garrett County, I don't know that we reach Garrett County, but maybe Frederick County, you know, there's an easy way to call the show, and that's use the 800 toll-free number, and that's 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. So that's how you reach us. You're running the show today. We have no guest. It's the Independence Day weekend, Independence Day being yesterday, the date that the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, and declared our independence from the country of Great Britain, England, let's say, and the rule of the king, because the king had made it nearly impossible to live under his rule because of things like high taxes, among other things. So we declared our freedom from the rule of England, led to the Revolutionary War. So, you know, not a lot of history there, but not a lot that you didn't know. But I wish we could declare our independence from the government of the state of Maryland and our independence from the administration in Washington, which seems to be taking away those hard-fought freedoms. And you've heard a lot, and I've heard a lot, more so this year than just about any, about the sacrifices of our men and women who've served in the military and why they fought and how they fought and what they fought for, which was to maintain our American way of life. And I was listening to David Webb, a conservative talk show host on Sirius XM last night. He was interviewing men, veterans, survivors of D-Day. So this was done a month or so ago at the 70th anniversary of the invasion of Normandy, D-Day. And the guy was saying, the guy's got to be like close to 90. And he was talking about his experiences, of course, and how many men in his division died, nearly half, storming the beaches at Normandy. And the fact that once they were done, they picked up and went and fought other battles. And, you know, it was just what they did. And David Webb asked him, why? Why did you do what you did? And he said, we fought to win. We knew what was at stake. We went there with what I call 90-year-old guy. Went there with what I call the American spirit. And he said, I don't know how many of us have it anymore. The American spirit. Do you have the American spirit? I watched parts, bits and pieces of the interview on Fox with Megyn Kelly and Bill Ayers, the unrepentant domestic terrorist who during the late 60s bombed places like the Pentagon and was the head of the, what was it called? Weather Underground. That was the name of the organization. You know, I don't agree with the guy, not one bit, not anything in his philosophy. But you know what? thank God we live in America. And those men and women who fought and died in every war in our history fought and died for Bill Ayers' right to say what he wants to say. Think about that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Just a little bit of reflection there on Independence Day weekend. Happy 4th, everybody says. Happy 4th. Go have a barbecue. Got home last night a little after 10 o'clock. The neighborhood was on fire, or could have been. Bottle rockets whizzing around the neighborhood and fireworks of some sort on the street, firecrackers popping and going off, and that went on till, oh, I don't know, outside my window, or within earshot anyway, oh, probably till 1:30, something like that. And everybody on the block seemed to be having a good time, so good for them. Thank God they were all asleep in their little beds, and most of the traffic had gone by the time I got up. But that's fine. Interesting. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Are you waiting for me to pick a topic? Well, I'll be glad to do that. Let's talk a little note here about crabbing. The Maryland Loves Crabs magazine has finally arrived. It is at select locations now. I have been delivering since Tuesday. I have been to Ocean City, Crisfield, Hooper's Island, St. Michael's, Easton, Kent Island, Annapolis, several places in Baltimore. Not everywhere. I haven't been to East Baltimore yet. I've been west to Westminster. I've been to what's the town beside Myersville? I can't remember. Out that way, I've been to Frederick. So we've had scattered locations. Not all of them. We're not in Southern Maryland yet. Oh, I've been to Clyde Sports Shop. I've been to Fishbones. I've been to Chesapeake Outdoors, three of our sponsors. So you can stop there if you'd like. If you like, I've been to NBS Seafood down on Dorsey Road. I've been to Papa John's Farm. So, you know, there are a number of our sponsors have the magazine now, and you can get it at some of those locations if you prefer. We have some, because the magazine is so huge, because there are so many graphics. This is, remember now, this is a 92-page magazine. Because the graphics are so high resolution, because the megabytes of content, we are still fooling with getting it working online. So I'm not going to send you to the website just yet. Next week we'll have all those bugs worked out, and I'll be glad to let you know that you can check on the website. Should have it fixed by Monday, Tuesday, something like that. But it's a big bugger, let me tell you. And it's chock full of information and chock full of places to crab and get crabbing supplies and eat crabs and, you know, if you're a retailer, a place for wholesale crabs and things like that. Speaking of crabbing, and I have to look during the break. There's some more information on the status of the crabs. But effective immediately, this came out. Deal Island Wildlife Management Area. I went past there the other day on my way to Crisfield. Effective immediately, portions of Deal Island Wildlife Management Area are closed to all crabbing activities through September 1st. Yep. Want to know why? What comes to mind? What do you think? Excessive littering, the removal of protecting barriers, and vandalism of gates. Closed areas include the impoundment and all associated access roads, parking roads, and boat ramps accessible from Riley Roberts Road and Maryland 363. The WMA area will remain open for all other permitted activities without additional restrictions. For more information, you can call their phone number, 410-827-8612, extension 105, if you'd like. But Deal Island is closed to crabbing because of excessive littering the removal of protective barriers and vandalism of gates. Way to go. Way to go. Let's talk to Joe over there in Westminster. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, Alan. Thank you. Alan, I have two questions about soft crabs.
I'll try.
The first one's a little lengthy, and it's this. The question is, how do you buy soft crabs in a manner that they are safe and healthy? My mom taught me when I was very young, we go down to the fish market at the foot of Broadway in East Baltimore. She'd take me down there, and we go to the fish stand, and she'd get four or five soft crabs. And she would say, Joe, now look, you make sure these soft crabs are moving before you have them cleaned. But yet when I go to a local, we have several local seafood retailers here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And they have a dozen soft crabs laying on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, do you have any fresh live ones? They'll say, well, these are all clean and they're right here. I said, yeah, but I don't know when you cleaned them or how long they were dead before you cleaned them. And they said, well, they just came in this morning. And I'm thinking, yeah, right.
Well, that could be very well true. I mean, these soft crab wholesalers, they are usually truck jobbers. I mean, they work out of their vans and they show up. And, you know, the guy will buy a box of soft crabs and he'll go through them and clean them up. But anyway, I understand your point. Go ahead.
And, I can understand what you're saying, but I'm also thinking, well, that could be untrue.
Do they
take the time to make sure that everyone in the crate is alive? And if they don't sell them all that day, of course, they're going to throw them in the cooler for the next day. They're not going to throw them.
That is entirely possible. But, you know, any ethical guy would, if they don't sell them that day, they're going to freeze them.
Okay.
And then you're going to buy frozen soft crabs the next day. But that's the ethical guys.
Uh-huh.
I know there are several places in Westminster where you can buy soft crabs. I would trust two of those places.
Could you give me their name?
Not on the air, no.
Okay.
No, not on the air.
Okay.
Nope. If you want to buy live soft crabs and clean them yourself, of course, that's the best way to do it. And, you know, everybody says, oh, well, they're blowing bubbles. Well, that means, you know, they're just about dead. I would look for things like the movement of the mouth parts and the feelers on the front. I would watch for that kind of movement. And if you're concerned about that, tell them to take them off the ice or out of the cooler. But for the most part, they're going to sell you a live soft crab, and you're going to be able to tell that it's alive.
Okay.
What's the second question?
My second question. To prepare them for the frying pan, do you dip them in a beaten egg and then in flour and then into the frying pan? I'm not quite sure remembering how to prepare them.
You dust them with flour first. I mean, well, okay, to prepare a soft crab, of course, you have to clean it. Most people.
Oh yes, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Most people don't have a problem with cleaning soft crabs. I was at a soft crab facility, a couple of them this week, and I was watching two ladies pick and prepare soft crabs for market, and watching them clean them. Fascinating. First thing you do, of course, is you snip the face and the mouth parts off with a pair of scissors. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The eyes,
the mouth parts, and all that
go.
And then you flip the back shell open. You clean the lungs off.
Right.
Okay. And that's just about all you need to do. I mean, they call that the devil. Some people call it the lungs, whatever.
Okay.
All right. And that's pretty much all you need to do for soft crab. Now, what I like them sautéed in butter myself. I also like them fried and use a good oil. A good olive oil is good if you want to fry them like that. But I would take them and dust them with flour, then dip them in your egg wash.
I see.
Egg and milk. Not much milk, but egg and milk is your egg wash. And all, what that does is it allows the batter to stay stuck on your crab. Now, we use a rice flour blend marketed by a company called Guttantag, G-U-T-N-T-A-G. They're a hunting company, but they've developed a line of batters. And there's plenty of good batters out there. I mean, J.O. Spice has a good one. There are some other good ones that you can buy. Some of the ones under some of the other larger names. But I happen to like Guttantag because it's a rice flour.
Okay.
It coats the crabs, but it doesn't give you a big, it doesn't give you a big, thick batter. And some people like the big, thick batter. I like the taste of the crabs.
Right.
So you dust them, you egg wash them, you dunk. We take and put the Guttantag season. It's actually season two. And we add some other seasoning sometimes. Sometimes we'll add some J.O. number, what is it? Number two, I guess, is the one that's less salty. Or we'll add maybe some Tony Chakri's Cajun seasoning or something like that. But, it's all in your choice of seasonings and whatever you like. So we dust them in the flour, dip them in egg and milk, and then right in the bag, a plastic bag with the flour and the seasoning mix in there. And shake them up like a shake and bake chicken.
Oh, I see.
And it coats everything, and you know it's far, far less messier than anything else. I mean, you use a flat dish of some kind, you know, like a pie plate, to sprinkle the flour on them initially, and then dunk them in the egg wash, move them right to the plastic bag, and from the plastic bag right into the skillet.
Okay. Alan, you've been such a great help. I sure appreciate it. I listen to your show every week.
I appreciate that.
And I can't compliment you enough on everything you know and how you express it. People don't realize how much it takes to continually talk on a two-hour show.
That's true.
You know what they say, the two things people fear the most is dying and speaking in public.
That's true.
And you do a great job.
Well, thanks. I've never been afraid to speak in public or do the radio.
Huh? You're used to it.
I am. Now I'm used to being on the radio, and I've learned, and I've been seasoned over the many, many years. You know what happens in your life also tempers the way you deal with people too. So we try to look. First things first. What you hear on the radio isn't anybody else but Alan. You know, that's me. And that's the way I talk to you in private. That's the way I talk to you, you know, when I'm with my friends and everything else. So I don't put on some persona hat to come here behind a microphone.
That's nice.
So, you know. Okay.
All right, thanks again, Alan.
All right, brother. Thank you, Joe. Have a wonderful Independence Day weekend.
Oh, you too, sir.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. I want to welcome back to our show, Papa John's Farm, Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Summer's time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips, and we hope you've done so this weekend. Summer's also corn on the cob, and I hope you have some good corn on the cob planned for this weekend. Steamed crabs, fresh tomatoes. Well, summer is also cold, juicy melons. Oh, my, yes. The Schillinger family, Papa John's Farm. Well, they don't sell crabs, but they love to eat crabs, and they steam their crabs in the pot, and when they do, they throw some corn on the cob right in top of the steamed crabs, steam it all together. I mean, hot corn with steamed crabs and crab spice all over. Oh, my goodness. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great-tasting food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, Maryland, at their enormous produce barn. They have their own tasty, super sweet corn. Saw a big old wagon load of it the other day. Homegrown tomatoes ready to go. There's squash and zucchini and peppers and onions for those summer salads, green beans and cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet watermelons, too. Papa John's Farm, located just off I-97. That's exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn, Maryland. Phone number 410-969-8810. Now, Papa John's is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. And that phone number, 410 469-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marr Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy. Man, I like all the nice things, Jack. Continental suits and things. Look here. Now, I'm sorry for the man who don't love this land. Now black and white, they may fight. But if the enemy come, we'll get together and run them out of sight. Now look here. The sun don't come out in rainy weather. But when you boil it down, they are still together. Now let's not overlook the fact that we're still in reach. You got a chance to make it, and you got a freedom of speech. Say what you wanna, tell them how you feel. There may be a lot of places that you'd like to go. But believe me, if you get an education, you can blow. You can hardly blow. Now dig this. Now you tell me if I'm wrong. America is still the best country, and that's without a doubt. America is still the best country without a doubt. And if anybody says it ain't, try to put them out. They ain't going nowhere. You got a good fight. When I told you one time that I was a shoeshine boy, every word I said, I meant. But name me any other country, you can start as a shoeshine boy and shake hands with the president. It ain't gonna happen. You got to have that royal blood to make it. And I ain't got nothing royal but me. So.
Little James Brown for y'all to enjoy. America is my home. James makes a good point. Don't he? I agree. All right. Where do we want to start? Well, fishing's still pretty good. Fishing's still pretty good. I think it's real good, as a matter of fact. If you want to go out there and try for Old Diamond Jim, I think it would be a great time to go, except watch that weather. Watch that weather. Well, let's see who's on the line. I've got a very important thing I have to tell you, and I want you to write down an email address. Okay? So I'll give you a minute to get your what was that? Somebody hit and run on the air. Okay. Off the air. I got a bad connection? Oh, he did. He's calling back. Okay. Well, anyway, here's it. You got a pen yet? Piece of paper? This is important. Especially if you're a hunter. Or if you're a law-abiding citizen in Maryland that supports hunting. Here's the email address first, and I'll repeat it again. Peter, P-E-T-E-R, dot Jayne, J-A-Y-N-E. J-A-Y-N-E. Peter dot Jayne. At Maryland dot gov. Maryland dot gov. Peter dot Jayne at Maryland dot gov. What happened to Josh? Oh, Josh is okay. Is that his on his end or my end? Or your end? Oh, he's in the car. Okay. All right. Well, let's go on here. This is an article that was written in the Cumberland Time News by Michael Sawyers, and we heard about this. Remember, I told you I had a meeting with the Western Maryland Coalition of Sportsmen's Clubs on the whatever date that was, Sunday 2 weeks ago, the 15th, I guess. And we brought up to them the fact that one of the newest members of the Wildlife Advisory Committee, this is a group of citizens that advise the DNR Wildlife and Heritage Service about their thoughts on regulations and things that are going into effect that affect hunters and wildlife and trappers, had expressed concerns about their, protocol. That's the word I'm looking for. Well, here's the article. I'm just going to launch into it. Joseph Michael is an attorney from Hagerstown and a fox chaser. Believes that the Maryland Wildlife and Heritage Service put its regulations cart ahead of its regulations horse, at least when it comes to allowing more hunting on Sundays in the state's three westernmost counties. Michael's perception is more important because he's a member of the agency's Wildlife Advisory Commission, a citizen group appointed by the governor. The regulation that concerns Michael, who is a mounted fox hunter, meaning that he rides horses to chase slash hunt foxes, is the one that will allow hunters in Garrett, Allegheny, Washington counties to hunt everything but migratory birds on Sunday during the season for each particular species. So if you want to go grouse hunting, you want to take a trip to Western Maryland and stay in a hotel or stay in a bed and breakfast, and you want to go grouse hunting in Western Maryland during the grouse season, you can go up and shoot them on Saturday and Sunday. What's wrong with that? We're only one of 10 states that limits their Sunday hunting here in the lower 48. So the regulation that concerns Michael, let me continue because I'm making the point that Michael's making here. We're talking critters such as grouse, turkey, squirrels, and rabbits. We're talking deer. It's the deer part that mostly concerns Michael, who lives in Washington County and owns land there. But before we talk about deer, let's talk some more about the regulation. This regulation did not come about via the biannual process conducted by the Wildlife and Heritage Service. This regulation was proposed via legislation in the General Assembly Senate by General Senator George Edwards and the House by Delegate Wendell Beitzel. The bill passed, and Governor Martin O'Malley signed it into law in mid-May. That is the bill that expands Sunday hunting opportunities in the three western counties. Let's talk to Joe in Damascus, and we'll come back to this. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Alan, it's Josh.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good, good. We're headed down to North Carolina. I actually have a question for you and your listeners.
Okay.
We've got the steamer pot. We're headed to the Outer Banks. Hopefully the crabbing's still good and we get our hands on some. I have done crabs in this pot with corn. It's a huge pot. It's 30 quart.
Right.
Pot.
Okay. Half a bushel probably.
Yeah, it'll do like a bushel and a half.
Well, that's a lot. Okay.
So my numbers might be off. So usually I have to put some stainless steel stuff in the bottom and get the crabs up higher.
Yeah.
If I'm doing corn and crabs,
yep.
I've tried it many different ways. Do the crabs turn out better up high, up against the lid, or down low with the corn on top of them?
I like it with the corn on top.
Okay.
Personally. And, you know, I don't know what liquid you use, whether you use vinegar and water, beer and water, whatever. You know, and you, do you have a rack that fits the bottom that you know, you can put a couple inches of water in there and put the crabs up on a rack? Okay, that's the best way.
Yep.
Layer crabs, layer seasoning. And when you put them on top, I would season the corn with the crab seasoning just like you do the crabs. Steam it all. Once it starts to boil, it's 22 minutes for the crabs.
Okay.
Once you start to boil. And that'll do both the crabs and the corn.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, I appreciate it. I've tried it many different ways, and I've had success sometimes, and sometimes it's been a little bit soggy for my likes, but...
What, the corn? Yeah, if you put the corn near the bottom, you're going to get it in, you're going to get it, you know, into the heart of the steam. And I think the main thing you want to do is cook the corn, but you don't want it waterlogged.
Right, right.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure where the super hot steam ended up at the top or it'd be better to hit them on the way up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I would put the corn at the top. You know, and of course, always cover it. You know, it's not. You know, it's never. It's,
oh yeah.
You know, it's not. It's not a crawfish boil. It's a steam crabs.
Right. Well, this is a huge stainless steel pot that was made for something else, actually. But
oh, good.
For crabs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know like Fishbone sells big stainless steel pots, and I think the ad says the last crab steamer you'll ever need to get, and that comes with all the stuff. That comes with the rack in the bottom, comes with a tight-fitting lid, and they have a half bushel, and bushel and a half sizes there, too. So, yeah, 30 quart. Yeah, that's a lot of crabs, man.
I'm pretty sure mine's 30. It's big. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
It's big.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to find out what your opinion was on that because, like I said, I've tried a different. Well, I've actually tried layering one crab and then put in some corn and then crabs on top of that, and I just never really knew what the best way was. So
yeah. Well, if you talk to Jimmy down there at Schillinger's at Papa John's Farm, and you know they do this all the time, and he says just throw the corn on top. So,
okay, gotcha.
Hey, he's the one that's the expert. He's the produce guy, so I'm good with that.
All right.
Well, yeah, look.
I'm losing you.
I know. Well, have a good time in North Carolina. Stay dry. There you go. See you, Josh. All right. So where are we on this? I'll tell you where we are. The General Assembly passed a law which expanded Sunday hunting in Western Maryland. It went in the rule book, the Guide to Hunting and Trapping. That comes with your licenses, okay? Because of the protocol, because of the procedure, the law was passed, signed into law on May 15th by the governor. The Guide to Hunting and Trapping was waiting for the update on the regulations and then going to press right away. Being in the magazine business, I can understand how that happens. You know, you need a lot of time to get all this stuff together. So, Anyway, before we talk about deer, let's talk some more about the regulation. The regulation did not come about by way of the biennial process conducted by the Wildlife and Heritage Service, and we went over that. Working feverishly with this new information because the new hunting regulation book had to be in print before the new license year that begins this summer, the Wildlife Agency included the new Sunday hunts. The effective date of the law is July 1st. Enter something called the Maryland Register. Hunting regulations do not become official until published in that document and another public comment on period unfolds. Checks and balances are good. I believe in them. On June 13th, the Maryland Register opened a 30-day public comment period about the hunting regulations, such as season dates and bag limits. Did you write that email address down? It is peter.jayne, J-A-Y-N-E, at maryland.gov. However, the new Sunday hunting regulations have not appeared there, but they will soon, according to Peter Jayne, the Associate Director of Wildlife and Heritage Service. Jayne said the reason the new Sunday hunting regs have to go through the Maryland Register process is because the law states that Wildlife and Heritage Service may establish certain Sunday hunting regulations. If the legislation had said there would be Sunday hunting on certain dates, then publication in the Maryland Register wouldn't be necessary. Jayne said he anticipates that Mr. Michael, the fox chaser on the Wildlife Advisory Committee, will generate public comment from those who oppose the new regs. And he will. And he threatened to do so publicly, even going so far in Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting that they may seek an injunction. I encourage hunters who want to hunt on Sundays out here in almost Maryland once again to make their voices heard. If you'd like to write to Mr. Jayne, Peter Jayne, Associate Director, Wildlife and Heritage Service, Department of Natural Resources, P.O. Box 68, Y Mills, Maryland, or you can call him, 410-827-8612, or peter.jayne at maryland.gov. Or you can fax your information to 410-827-5186. Mr. Michael contends that the Sunday hunting bill is what is called enabling legislation. That means that the Wildlife and Heritage Service has been enabled to propose Sunday hunting during a future regulation cycle. The next one takes place in the spring of 2016. The fact that the regulations, the CART, are already in the Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping 2014 and 15 puts them ahead of the Maryland Register public comment period, which is the horse, according to Michael. Now, I'm going to go on here in a minute, but I want to make a comment right there, okay? And hear me clearly. If you are a hunter, and I don't care where you hunt in Maryland, I don't care if you only hunt deer firearm season for the first opening day in Wicomico County, the Maryland Horse Council and the horse people of Maryland are organized. They are well-funded. They think they're smarter than you because they're so well-educated and so socially adroit. And they don't believe that us hoi polloi hunters, us uneducated rednecks, should be allowed to hunt on their precious Sundays because that day belongs to them to ride their horses and chase their foxes. In the British tradition, I might add. And you know what? Pisses me off. Because they think we're so stupid. And they think we're so illiterate. And they think that we're so unsafe. Do you know that I'm 60 years old? And do you know that 48 years ago I took a hunter safety education course in Pennsylvania? And do you know that since in almost 50 years, every hunter who buys a hunting license must take a hunter safety education course, a hunter safety education course and be educated in the safe handling of firearms. Do not point your muzzle in an unsafe direction. Identify your target. And you know what? I don't know of any horseback rider in Maryland that's ever been shot on Sunday or any other day in Maryland. But you know, they can ride their horses. And the same type of people with the same type of mentality can paddle their kayaks and go hiking and biking and backpacking and kayaking and bird watching any damn day of the week they want. But because you hunt, you're a clodhopper. You're scum of the earth. You're a redneck caveman who wants nothing better to do than to kill animals, let alone the idea that the working man who works 5 and 6 days a week or works 5 days a week and spends Saturday with his kids at soccer and lacrosse and football and whatever other school activity they have to have on Saturday only has one day in some cases, in many cases, to go out in the woods and enjoy himself. And you can go to church in the morning and go hunting in the afternoon, or you can go hunting in the morning and still make it to church. And go horseback riding on Sunday. But that little group, that little user group, those little horse people, they want to block us in any way possible. By political influence, by money, by lobbying. They want to stop us from participating in a privilege that we pay for. You notice I don't use a right. A right. It's not a right to go hunting. We're required by law to buy a license. The regulations are established. The bag limits are established by the state. Based on the scientific management of the population of the animals that we pursue. So that there is what's called sustainability. But you see, I've used some big words in this presentation in the middle of this Mike Sawyer's article. But the horse people don't think we're smart enough to understand. We're not smart enough to be able to talk to our legislators because we don't care enough about politics. We don't vote. They're in for an eye-opener this next General Assembly if we get what we hope to get as far as participation of hunters. That is why on Monday morning I am meeting with my accountant after several phone conversations, after establishing the Articles of Incorporation and the corporate bylaws. Meeting with my accountant, and we are launching the Maryland Hunting Coalition, which is a corporation, a legal corporation, with a federal ID number, with a tax-exempt status of 501c4, with a board of directors, with a board of advisors from across Maryland, not a board, but a committee, more or less. With a marketing arm called the Outdoorsman Radio Show and Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And we have three goals. Information, just like I'm giving to you. Information. Education. That's right. Information, education. A call to action. How you can deal with it. And advocacy. We're going to need to raise money to hire lobbyists to send to Annapolis for 3 months. More when we come back from the break. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Your headquarters for crabbing supplies. Oh, they've got firearms and they got fishing stuff too. But you talk about a lot of stuff for crabbing. If you're going to head out there with your crab traps or your trot line, if you're going to head out there with, your string and your and your nets. Well, they've got all that. And they've got the steamers, too. They've got the seasoning. They've got everything you could need, want, or imagine for crabbing. All you have to do is show up and say, I don't know how to crab, but it sounds fun. We're going to Ocean City on vacation. What do I need? Do I need 6 traps? Do I need 10 nets? Do I need a trot line? They'll fix you up. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You name it, they've got it. They've got the open-top traps. They've got the nets. They've got the deck pots. They've got the bait. They've got the seasoning. They've got the steamer. They've got the – did I mention they got the bait? They also have bait. So why not stop by? 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. Their fishing hotline is 247-3474. 247-FISH is the fishing hotline at Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne. Website is ClydeSports.com. Check them out. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Mr. Diamond Jim, a tagged rock fish, is worth $20,000. He's swimming around in the Chesapeake Bay, just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too, but even they're worth $500. You catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call the number on the tag, you might just have captured a $20,000 prize. 20 grand, that's right. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, 9 inches point-to-point, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You could win great prizes, like the grand prize, boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center. Check out the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
News, sports, traffic and weather, and the hot issues of the day. Don't miss Maryland's Wake Up Call. Sean and Frank, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
my freedom, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
We're back. So what happened was, the law was passed, signed into law by the governor. And I guess we'll have to pick this up in the next hour. That's where I'm going the next hour. You can change that direction by simply calling us once the new hour starts. We got some good news coming up on the waterfowl breeding population survey from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Ducks Unlimited. Might talk a little bit about this cheerleader that posted her hunting photos online and generated a petition from change.org. Yes. Young girl just in Africa shooting a bunch of critters, put them on Facebook.